The Triumph of Trust Between a Man and a Dog. Michael Hingson, who is blind, had come early to work this day, taking his guide dog Roselle, as he does wherever he goes. High up on the 78th floor of one of the twin towers, he started to work, when at exactly 8:46 a.m. he heard a tremendous boom. The building shuddered violently, began to groan, and slowly tipped over maybe some 20 feet. What was it? An explosion? An attack? A gas explosion? Or something hitting the building? Or maybe an earthquake? As the building continued to tilt, Michael prayerfully prayed silently, "God, don't let this building tip over." Tearfully, he and his friend David said goodbye to one another. Then, slowly, miraculously, the tilting stopped, and the building started to right itself. The windows had blown out. There was smoke and fire all around. Michael remembered the training sessions for an emergency. Avoid the elevators, take the stairs, and don't panic. Roselle, however, sat as calm as ever. Had she sensed danger, she would have acted differently. David and the company guests set off along the lobby while Michael made a hasty call to his wife. Then, clutching Roselle's harness, he said softly, "Forward." And they too moved out, met up with David and walked down the lobby before turning into a stairwell and starting on the first of the 1,463 stairs they must cover to reach the ground. Usually, Michael says he doesn't count the stairs, but this time he counted for something to do. The people around them had cell phones, but they didn't work well in their steel and concrete cave, so as they descended, it was mostly quiet. Roselle started to pant. The temperature was still comfortable, so she was panting not from the heat, but from the intense concentration needed to focus and guide Michael and the others down the steps. At some landings there was a strong smell of fuel. Fumes were floating along the air currents infiltrating the ventilation system, and soon everyone could smell it. Someone suggested aviation fuel, and the thought came that maybe a plane had hit the tower. 10 stairs turn, then another stairs brought them to each landing. Again and again a cry goes out, "Pull to one side so the burn victim can pass by." Then, after a while, no more come past, and they wonder why. Surely there must be more injured. A woman cries out, "I can't breathe," and the group takes time out to calm and reassure her, and then move on. Suddenly a thought hits Michael. It can be a guide. If the lights go out, Roselle will guide me and I can guide the others. He calls out to the group, "Don't worry anybody. Roselle and I are giving out a half-price special to get you out of here if the lights go out." Immediately the fear lifts from the group. The importance of knowing just how helpful the dog could be had hit home. Here they are, a long line of people on a journey that none of them wanted or anticipated, but they are in it together. There is an undercover fear all around, with the general panic level increasing the lower they go. At the 30th floor, firefighters start passing them on the way up. As more firefighters pass, spontaneous clapping breaks out. Progress becomes slower and slower, and now they are down to a crawl. Finally, they are out. They start moving away from the building when there is a cry, "Get out of here, it's coming down!" The south tower emits a deep rumble that becomes a deafening roar as they desperately run to get clear. A monstrous dust cloud, 300 feet high, roars at them, enveloping them in a thick, toxic blanket of smoke, gases, vapors, and pulverized concrete dust. The cloud moves too fast for them to escape it, and they are blasted with sand and gravel. Still, Roselle leaves on. She can no longer see, and they are both running, but her leading is sure. Suddenly, in the murk, they sense an opening and turn left. Praise God, it is an underground station. They move in, still running, when Roselle suddenly stops. Michael feels with his foot and finds the ground is about to fall away in front of them. They make it out a flight of steps leading down to the trains. They reach the bottom of the stairs when a woman's voice cries out, "I can't see. My eyes are full of dirt. I don't want to fall into the subway." Once again, Roselle plays a vital part. Michael gives the dog a nudge, and they walk towards the voice. "Please don't worry. I am blind and have a guide dog. She will help us and keep us from falling over." The woman responds, clutching Michael's arm. This time, the blind really is leading the blind. Helping this lady is what teamwork is all about. And these are just snippets from the book Thunder Dog. But the full account of Michael Hinkson's, along with fascinating insights into his life, can be read in this book that he has written along with Susie Flory, Thomas Nelson Productions, and is available from Christian bookshops. And the photo on the front of the cover is a lovely photo of Roselle, and there's a nice photo too of Michael with Roselle on the other page.